patient named Patricia. That's P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, last name Like, L-I-K-E. Date of birth, 8/12/1933. Date of service, 10/6/23. This is a 90-year-old female patient. She's being seen as a motor vehicle accident patient. Apparently, she was in a motor vehicle accident on September 20th, almost 3 weeks ago. She was T-boned from the passenger side. EMS was dispatched. She did go to the hospital, and X-rays and CT scans were done. Obviously, we will send for those records. They told her that she had a contusion to her left knee and a fracture to the sternum, period, new paragraph. No other anomalies were verbalized to me today, but once again, we will review those medical records once received. Period, new paragraph. She is able to do her normal activities of everyday living. She does have a home helper. She's had that person now for almost 1 year and helps her with her everyday activities. At times, actually most of the time, he will clean the house for her and do any other household chores that need to be done, period, new paragraph. As far as ambulation, patient is able to walk with a walker, and she uses a cane when traveling outside. Although she's not using a cane today, she does have an assistant with her today that helps her from time to time. She's had this particular assistant for the last 4 months, and once again, she does have a home helper now for greater than 1 year, period, new paragraph. After this accident occurred, she did go to the hospital. The doctor, she tells me, had recommended her to go to a trauma center for safeguarding. She refused that offer, and she left the hospital against medical advice, period, new paragraph. Patient is not in any distress. She does need a bit of help walking, getting up from a seated position. Once again, she does not have her cane with her today, period, new paragraph. Medications, she was given Tylenol number 3 and a muscle relaxer from the hospital. She's out of those at this point. Medical history, hypertension and hyperlipid. She's taking medications for those, surgical history, negative social history, negative for any secondhand smoke. She lives by herself and has additional caregivers, period, new paragraph. Labs, none were obtained today. No x-rays were needed today. We are going to send for the medical records from her visit to the hospital from September 20th, period, new paragraph. Her complaint today seems to just center around she has discomfort to her sternum based on the fracture received on that motor vehicle accident. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. A further note, patient does tell me that since the accident, she has found that she needs to take more naps to feel well-rested. She said this is new to her, and happened subsequent to the accident. Period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light. Ears within normal limits. Neck is soft, no bruising, no thyromegaly or lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Examination of her upper anterior torso. There is bruising on bilateral breasts, and she is tender upon any pressing in toward her sternum, which is to be expected. Period, new paragraph. Concerning her lower extremities, the left knee still shows some ecchymosis and a mild tenderness upon palpation. Period, new paragraph. Continuing on, her heart is within normal limits, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. And once again, lungs are clear. No problem breathing. She represents normal respiratory efforts. Period in a paragraph. When asked to stand up, she was able to do that on her first attempt. Period in a paragraph. Assessment and plan. Motor vehicle accident injuries, primarily sternal pain and left knee tenderness and contusion. Patient will be given Motrin 400 milligrams three times a day PRN pain and Robaxin 500 milligrams BID as a muscle relaxer. Period, new paragraph. She is going to continue to monitor her symptoms. I suggested that she come back in 1 month for a follow-up. Period, new paragraph. She has no other complaints stated to me today other than what is above.